Well, Liam, it took half an hour to get going, but once that first goal went in, never any doubt on the result.
In general, you know, the tough games to play, especially off the back of a weekend such as Derby, you know, with the amount of fans and the hype behind the game, to come on a Tuesday night with the attendances a little bit low. But I thought, again, the fans were great. And like you said, after the half an hour, once the tempo raised a little bit, you know, I think to a man, the lads performed very well and deserved the win.
And the finishes, some great finishes. Let's talk about the first goal, flick on from Armand, and a lot of work for Owen to do before he scored.
Yes, certainly. You've seen that a few times this year. You know, the big man, he played well tonight. They linked up, and, you know, to be fair, they worked tirelessly hard together. And, you know, Doyle deserved his goals, and, you know, Armand deserves a lot of credit as well.
Great finish from Jay O'Shea. Doyle this time, the maker.
Yes, correct. It's great that he assists his mate. I think Jay just had a chance, you know, a couple of minutes before that. The manager were, you know, reiterating at half time, you know, when we do get the chances, relax a little bit more, you know, on the crossing, and, you know, the chance would come along. And, you know, thankfully on the second chance, Jay, you've seen it, you know, weeks and, you know, through the week with Jay, it's a great finish. It's on his wrong side, but he's got a good technique, Jay. No surprise.
And Owen, quickest to react to a situation for the killer one, really.
Yes, correct. I mean, Owen will be disappointed he didn't get three tonight, because he's, you know, he's gambled off another chance, which he lives off them, and does Owen. He's, you know, his movement's great, and the third chance will be disappointing, but I'm sure he'll be happy with the brace and the 3-0 win tonight.
Certainly Crawley, they never really gave up, did they? They were battling away, and it was a tougher game than 3-0 might suggest.
Oh, certainly, you know, their squad's a good squad, you know, on paper before the game they're a good team, and like you see, you know, they don't give up, they've got good players, and you know, if they try, you know, and put as much work in as that, you know, they'll be okay, and they'll, you know, they'll get rewards. So, you know, full respect goes out to Dean and his you know, his staff and his players, because, you know, they made us work for it tonight. It wasn't an easy 3-0.
Sam Morsey came off just for precaution more than anything, was that?
Yeah, he got a good whack in the first two or three minutes, dead leg. So, you know, precaution, he was feeling it quite a bit. So, you know, we'll be in tomorrow. We'll dust ourselves down, and you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow.
And of course, great reception for Drew Talbot coming on for only his second appearance in thick end of a year.
Brilliant, you know, he's worked tirelessly hard. You know, I've been there myself as a player, and you know, there's some dark moments in that time, and you know, to walk out on the pitch again. You know, I'm sure Drew's reflecting right now on you know, a tough road back, and you know, the lads are made up inside the dressing room. Myself, the gaffer, you know, the club, has been a good player for us, a good pro. And he deserves to be out there playing football, and you know, made up for him tonight.
And is he one of the players that possibly maybe going out on loan to get some fitness back?
Well, for Drew, it's the next step. You know, he's done a lot of rehab and a lot of training. You know, the next step's to play regular. You know, hopefully that'll be for us and nobody else, because he's a good player and he's a good lad and he's good to work with, you know, Monday to Friday. And to be fair, you know, the 10, 15 minutes he had, it was like he'd never been away, which is good. You know, it's a sign of a good professional, and you know, Drew's certainly that.
Everybody arrived at the ground today with news of the new signing, Byron Harrison. Tell us a little bit about him.
I've known Byron for some years, you know, through Cheltenham. He's one of them players we've kept an eye on. You know, he fits in our bracket, you know, financially, and the criteria where we're at the minute. You know, he's a good, solid striker, a bit of pace. You know, his touch is very good, and he'll certainly add to what we're doing. You know, he's one of them players who we feel, you know, with Byron as well, feel we can make better. You know, we can kind of prolong and kind of guide him in a direction where he'll excel, where he's, you know, he's just falling short a little bit, and hopefully, fingers crossed, he'll fit, you know, correct for us.
Well, fifth place tonight, three out of the next four home games, games at home. Again, Doncaster, massive fixture coming up.
Great fixture for the fans, good team. We managed to, lucky enough to watch them the other week in Notts County, put a good performance in, got some very good players, you know, good staff there, so we expect a really tough game on Saturday. You know, again, we'll quickly dust ourselves down, and our focus will turn to Doncaster tomorrow morning. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a positive result off the back of it.
4 days of January left. If you're a betting man, would you bet on any ins, any outs?
Hope not. You want to keep everybody together, especially your good players. Only good players more or less leave you in January. So, you know, the less of them, you know, the better for myself and the gaffer, and, you know, for ins, you know, not as much at the minute.
Great result tonight. Well done, Liam.
Thank you very much. Thank you.